chapter 28, verses 1 through 20. Hear now the word of God. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb, and with great fear and joy, they ran to the disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. And then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, behold, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had taken place. And when they had assembled with the elders and taken counsel, they gave a sufficient sum of money to the soldiers and said, "Tell people his disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So they took the money and did as they were directed. And this story has been spread among the Jews to this very day. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." May God add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his word. Amen.
Let's pray together. Father, we pray for understanding. I pray that you'd give me strength this morning, that you would be moving and working in our midst. We thank you. We praise you. And we pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm fighting a pretty massive toothache this morning, and so you'll please forgive me. I might pause a little bit more than often this morning. This passage of Scripture, this Easter morning passage, is one that we have become very familiar with in the church. One that has almost become routine. And so as I was thinking about Easter this year, and pondering how it might be different, a few things popped out to me this year. The first thing to note was that the stone was not rolled aside to let Jesus out, but to let the women in. When the stone was rolled away, Jesus had already been risen. He was already out of the tomb. and the stone was rolled away in order that the women might see the evidence of the risen Christ. And the good news of this is that God continues to roll stones away. He rolls stones, the impossible cases, insurmountable obstacles, the lost causes. He moves those stones in order that they might see the evidence of his resurrection. Because it takes the divine to fully comprehend the risen Christ. And so for the women, they were blessed by having the stone rolled away in order that they might see the evidence of their risen Savior and fall at his feet and worship him. Not so for the priests and the scribes, for the religious leaders. They had all the evidence laid before them, and yet they still didn't believe. They didn't even argue with the guards when they came. They simply laid plans in order to hide the evidence that was before them. How often do we do that also in our own lives? The evidence of a risen Savior stands before us. It stands before the world. Really, there's undeniable evidence that there is a Savior who loves us, who died for us, who longs to be in relationship with us, and yet many still try to hide it. The resurrection is an arrow that should point our attention upwards to the universal power of Jesus, that we should fall before him and worship him. It's also an arrow that points inward towards us, commissioning us as his disciples to do just as what Jesus commanded us to do. And that is to go out. To go out and baptize people in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. To proclaim the good news to the world. To seek out the lost. To roll away those stones through the power of God. Brian said earlier that Easter is not just some day that happened to him 2,000 years ago, but really it's the catalyst. Easter is every day since. Every day we serve and worship a risen King who continues to roll away stones, moving past insurmountable odds, in order that we might see the evidence of his love. Friends, he is risen. Let us go and share the good news with all that we meet. Amen.